It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
We're starting to collect information and data for our annual police report. That comes out usually in August, right after the KBI releases their crime stats, which then we also use in the body of our report. When you look at traffic, it looks like our traffic crashes dropped down this past year in 2022. That's a good thing. Our number of traffic stops went up somewhat substantially. We stopped 2,040 vehicles inside the city. Now, the first thing that people go is, oh, that's where you make all the money. Oh, you guys are just writing the seatbelt tickets. Oh, that's a big scam. Well, if it was a big scam, then we'd write 2,000 tickets, right? I mean, if that was the purpose. But we found that we only wrote a ticket about 36% of the time, which gets back to that whole concept of the officer makes a stop, looks at the totality of circumstances. Is it worth a verbal warning? Is it worth a written warning? Does it rise to the level of an actual citation? And in this case, for every three vehicles that we stopped, two of them got warnings. So that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned as a police chief. And it shows that it's effective because we had another drop in our crashes on the city streets. Last year, we wrote a total of 736 traffic citations. That's not a big moneymaker. Some people think, oh, that money goes right back to the police department. In some states, it does, and that's a bad thing. But not here, because there's multiple agencies when there's a fine that all get a piece of that fine money. The Victims Compensation Program, as an example, gets money from every ticket. The State Training Commission gets a piece of money from every ticket. So really, by the time you want to look at a profit, and if you then included the overtime that it takes for the officer to be in court, it's almost a dead wash.
You have any stats on how many arrests resulted from your traffic stops that might have pertained to people wanted for other crimes?
We haven't dug that deep yet into the data, but law enforcement will tell you the majority of warrant arrests, driving while suspended arrests, people who are on the national terrorist watch list, and there's about 44,000 or so people on that list. All of those things are generated from that typical, oh, it's just a routine traffic stop, of which there is no such thing as a routine traffic stop anywhere in America.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.